tribute to the old school. Have you ever, like, been in love with a girl just to find out that she's humping somebody else? Jezebel Part 2. Check.
Have you ever met a girl that you thought was perfect? You waited for her years cause you know she worth it. Here's a little story about this girl I knew just way back in preschool sometime in 82. She had her two ponytails and a front tooth missing. The fractals on her cheeks cause her mom's Caucasian. Up on a treehouse is where we chill together. With carpets on her trunk singing Friends Forever. She's the type who laugh when they normally cry. When they're busy playing house and playing Bonnie and Clyde. In grade school everybody know we part as a crime. We used to bully kids at playgrounds like all the time. We always seen holding hands to the principal's office. A naughty is in town and could no other kid stop this. In high school she switched her desk next to mine so we could cheat while doing pop quizzes all the time. On 14th of February 93, little Jenny said she had a big surprise for me. Give me the very first kiss and plus a ring in the car. And said I love you, so I'll give her the rest of my heart. A couple weeks later, called the house at 10. The mama said, I thought you supposed to be with Jen. I quickly rushed to a crib, she just got out of a van. I'm like, yo, who was that? Oh, he's just a friend. At this time, I thought just having a friend, it couldn't be no crime. Cause even I had friends, and baby, that's for sure. Just like Watson, Haley, baby, Tash, and Joe. So we never talk about that late snack with Van Man. We'd rather talk about the future we had planned. And what to name our kids? Al Tarika, Shamar, Aisha, a teacher for a girl, and maybe even bring our kids to the little treehouse that we chilled at. But then in 94, I couldn't help it but feel sad. Jenny had a to go get a little knowledge. 100 miles away from this place it called college. First couple months it was cool, but then it changed, yo. She never called it, really acted like a strange hoe. One day I call it, was picked up by your man. I call again, she picked it up and said, hey, that's just a friend.
The ones who picked up the call, helping her in chemistry with cyclohexanol. I got curious and asked her, who else in your team? She said, Ali, Hassan, Noreen, and Kareem. The next week, I thought of giving her a little surprise. But when in front of Jenny's storm, I couldn't believe my eyes. I saw the same ugly van I saw in 93. I found a rumor, guess what a brother had to see? A fella half naked with my girl on the couch. And baby Jenny moaning, and ouch. So please listen to the message that I sing. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend.
I had my flings, hood rats to goody hoodies. I was little player king. I tell you when, my final year in 96. This honey new in school, joined my class, she really sick. She made a pinafore look like a dress from rodeo. And clean white shoes looking feral. They got moles and white blahs, seem whiter than everybody else's. Just like the ads and TV, man, this honey was the nicest. I had to step up my game, I told her my name. She said her name was Wanda. I found out that we lived on the same street. She moved in 5 blocks down, and after 3 dates and 6 banana splits, I had it locked down. We were tied but had this little problem though. Cause Wanda always acted funny when we married Joe. But when I caught him kissing, it wasn't funny no more. Baby smiling just said she just a friend, yo.
You got what I need.
Don't believe,
but you say.
哎，过哎，过年你过年发路啊。